This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, June 23, Eternal Inheritance. Our reading comes from Hebrews chapter 9. For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. When we think of an inheritance, we usually think about something a person receives from a relative or friend who has died. The inheritance is given as part of the deceased person's last will and testament. Hebrews tells us that as a result of Christ's death, those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. This inheritance is the eternal salvation and eternal redemption we heard about earlier in Hebrews 5:9 and 9:12. Some people have described the new covenant in Christ in terms of a last will and testament. In some ways, the language used here in Hebrews sounds like that of a last will and testament, especially when it talks about an inheritance. In order for someone to receive an inheritance, a person has to have died. For us to receive the promised eternal inheritance, Jesus died for our sake. The idea that inheritance is tied to death is not only for the new covenant. In the old covenant, there was also death, the death of sacrificed animals. Now that Christ has died for us, he has established the new covenant in his blood so that we can receive the promised eternal inheritance. Think of it. Because of Jesus' death for our sake, we have eternal life with him as our inheritance. And in Christ, the new life begins, even now. Pray with me. Lord God, thank you for the inheritance of eternal life with you because of Jesus' death for us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.